It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks. Thanks for coming back. So, if you've been listening to my show at all, you know that I have recently got into CrossFit, and I love it. I've been an athlete my entire life, and so when you get older, like I'm going to be 50 next year, it was just so fun for me to pull in all the elements, and I love being able to be fit across many different metrics, right? And I do use it a lot in my practice because I think that as folks age, it's good to have balance. It's good to have agility. It's good to have coordination. It's good to have strength. It's good to have endurance, flexibility. So working on all of those things, because I was an athlete that used to go into a workout like full metal jacket and then go, hey, see you back of the hand, like go on with the rest of my day. And believe you me, I have paid for it. I have a lot of different aches and pains that I'm really working on doing a great job, in my opinion, of working out, meaning working the pains out through mobility work and flexibility. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about is not CrossFit today. I want to talk about simply walking. I have an active practice here in Los Angeles, and exercise is a big modality, right? So very comprehensive treatment programs that I try to partner with my patients with, and exercise, I can't say enough about it. I mean, moving, you can't say enough about cardiovascular health. The research is there, bone health, sleep-wake cycle, benefits to your mood for sure, those positive endorphins. But a lot of times I get pushback, and boy, I understand people have busy lives, and hey, what does it take to get out there? But when I just teach people about walking, then something shifts. Something all of a sudden, it's like, all right, that's doable. And we just start slowly. And the biggest thing about walking is that it is doable. You can modify it. You can do it alone. The best thing you can do is grab a buddy, all right? But you don't need to be training for a marathon or spending hours on the elliptical or anything else. You can just walk. A lot of times when I go into another city when I'm lecturing or something, that's what I'll plan to do. I'll just, you know, I'm going to take a day off of the gym or the box or even the hotel fitness room, and I'm just going to walk. I want to see the sights, right? So first of all, let's talk about some of the benefits. Let's get you motivated to just walk. All right. Walking reverses the damage from prolonged sitting. And how many of us do too much sitting? It is like the new, I forget what they're calling it, but it's the worst thing for us, right? So if you go from sitting at your desk at work to sitting on the couch at home, right, a short walk could mean some big, big benefit. There was a study actually done at the Indiana University that found that muscle activity and blood flow from even 3 5-minute walks a day could reverse the damage caused to leg arteries from 3 hours of sitting. The lesson? Oh my gosh, people go out and take smoke breaks all the time. If you're sitting all day during work, you get a chance to take frequent breaks at least once an hour for short strolls around the building. That has to be done. Prevention is the cure. Also, walking improves creativity. I actually am training for the LA Marathon, and when I run, I actually get very creative. I have thoughts that I usually don't have. But walking, take a walk. There's another research from Stanford found that walking increases creativity levels during the walk and shortly thereafter as well. So it produces twice as many creative responses as when you're just sitting. So if you're zoning out, sitting on the couch, watching TV, and you're not understanding why your life is in the dumps and why you don't feel like you've got a little pizzazz or jazz or creativity in your life, get up and take a walk, all right? It also lowers stress. Another study from a lovely University of Michigan, go Bucks. I have to say that because I'm a big Ohio State fan. They found that group nature walks lower stress, and particularly in people who dealt with an emotional traumatic event. So you're outside, you're with a group. There's also some research at the Here at Watt University that even found that the brain enters a meditative state when going through green spaces. So if you can get to, when I go up to Portland with my friend Tori Hudson, she's a lovely naturopathic doctor, and her backyard bumps up into this forest reserve, and it's just a different walk. So getting out there lowers stress. Also walking, it lowers blood pressure. Yep, believe it or not, 30 minutes, just 30 minutes of brisk walking. Okay, so you got to get a little intention in there. You got to kind of, you know, pep step it. lowers blood pressure. And that holds true whether you're walking for 30 minutes at a time, or guess what? You can break it up into 10 3-minute walks. That is a totally doable goal, even for those of us that are stuck sitting in a cubicle or an office all day. It also energizes you. Yes, if you regularly exercise, or excuse me, if you regularly experience fatigue, don't shy away from lacing up. Just low intensity exercise like walking, it won't wipe you out. Actually, the study from the University of Georgia, in fact, it can increase your energy level by 20% and decrease fatigue by 65%. I think actually that has to do with the fact that it increases mitochondria. Exercise in general increases mitochondria. What are those? Well, those are the powerhouses of your cells. So walking, yes. Walking cheers you up when it's part or all of your commute. So I have used to be able to walk to my office. It's a little bit further now. But walking, it was kind of like this thing. I didn't have to get into my car or pack a bag or anything like that. I could just walk to my work. And so that cheering up, I think there was a study that was done, and it found that the longer people spend commuting via car, and this kills me, the worse their psychological well-being was. And just adding 10 minutes of walking to the commute can actually improve the well-being. So maybe you can find a parking garage that's 10 minutes from your building and just drive there and walk the rest of the way. All right, we got to get creative, right, when it comes to our health and wellness. Walking, what else? It can boost your immune system. Absolutely. A walk a day can keep that doctor away. A daily, once again, 30 minutes we're talking about at a brisk pace can boost the immune system and keep colds at bay. This is according to research from the Appalachian State University. And not only do regular exercisers get sick less often, this is the best part. When you do get sick, the duration is less, all right? They're shorter and the symptoms are less severe. There's a product out there. The Umka brand products are really good at decreasing duration and also lessening the severity of symptoms. So think about that. Walking can reduce the risk of impotence in men. All right. So before you go and try to get a pill that helps erectile dysfunction or low T or any of the diseases that have been created around normal life cycles for any of us, men in particular at this point in time, when we're talking about this subject, hey, regular exercise keeps the flow going. That circulation to those tissues is extremely important for mobility and just dependability for sure. There's another benefit. There's so many benefits of walking. Walking is, we're able to keep older adults sharp, all right? Living in a walkable neighborhood can be great for elderly people. That's what the research says, resulting in not only physical benefits like lowering body mass and blood pressure, but this is the best part, memory and cognition as well. So prevention is the cure. Get your skin in the game and keep it there. And we can do it with just simply walking. Walking may also lower breast cancer risk. Spend 2.5 hours walking briskly each week, okay? And certainly that's less than 30 minutes a day. You may cut your risk of breast cancer by 42%. And this was a study over 79,000 women found, all right? 79,000 women, according to the research in cancer epidemiology, biomarkers, and prevention. Exercise alters how the body breaks down the hormone estrogen into either a benign or harmful byproducts. That happens in the liver. It also reduces fatty tissues in women's bodies, which secrete estrogens, all right? And then also the last one, as far as walking, and I'm sure we could find more, it eases the pain of fibromyalgia. And I know a lot of folks in my practice that suffer from fibromyalgia, and this is just light exercise. So don't have to kill yourself out there, right? Doesn't have to be a big CrossFit competition. It doesn't have to be marathon training. Get out there and start walking.